Uber, the San Francisco ride-hailing service, is using its wealth to buy airtime on New York television stations. They are trying to convince New Yorkers that the New York City mayor's actions regarding Uber are dictated by self-interest, that he's working on behalf of New York's medallion taxi industry, which reportedly gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to his 2013 election campaign. And they are flooding New York City residents with robocalls.
Hi, it's Molly from Uber, and we need your help. Uber ended the days when you couldn't get a ride during rush hour or in bad weather. Now, Mayor de Blasio is trying to bring the bad old days back.
De Blasio says what the city is trying to do is cap Uber's growth for a year while its impact is studied. And while they asked to debate him, he said no, he's not going to participate in a public dialogue with a private corporation.
Uber is a multi-billion dollar corporation. And they're acting like one. They're looking out for their corporate bottom line. They're putting their profits over all other considerations. What we're talking about here is a temporary reduction in their growth. I think it's very important this gets accurately reported. There are already many more Uber vehicles than there are yellow taxis in New York City, and that's just happened in a few years' time. There are a lot of unintended consequences we're starting to see in terms of congestion and pollution. There are real issues in terms of accessibility for folks who are disabled. There's a lot of open questions here that have to be addressed. The logical thing to do in these situations is for government to say, we have to have some rules here and some regulation.
De Blasio said while some in the private sector want no government regulation whatsoever, that has always proven to be a huge mistake.
We've seen that happen over the years, and we've seen the devastating negative impacts. So, look, pause on the rate of growth. Uber, all the Uber cars out there will continue, and they will continue to grow, just not as exponentially as they were before. And that will give us a chance to come up with appropriate regulations. But no, I do not debate with the heads of private companies over their own self-interest.
Expect the controversy to heat up in the coming days as the city council holds a vote on a moratorium on Uber and other for-hire vehicles on Thursday. Meanwhile, taxi drivers, labor, and progressive groups are waging a campaign against Uber over its low-wage practices. John Weston with New York Communities for Change says if Uber thinks they are doing communities of color a favor by providing more lousy jobs, they need a reality check. He says their model puts more money in the pockets of hedge fund billionaires than in the pockets of their drivers. Just like McDonald's and Walmart, they are spearheading inequality by cheating workers and failing to provide benefits. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.